大家好，
How many of you have ever read out of the Proverbs?
你们有多少人读完了箴言？举手。
Good, good. They are very interesting.
还好，这是一本非常有意思的书。
The Proverbs in our Bible is the 20th book of the Bible out of the 66 books.
箴言是圣经里面第二十本书。
Most of the Proverbs were written by Solomon.
大部分都是所罗门写的。
Over in 1 Kings 4:32,
我们看列王记上四章二十四节。
the scripture says that Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs and 1,000 in five songs.
这个经文里面说，所罗门做箴言3000句，诗1005首。
We generally think that all of the Proverbs were written by Solomon, but there were a couple other authors who were included in the Proverbs.
我们相信，就是箴言的作者除了所罗门，还有一些别的作者。
Two of those were Agur and also Lemuel.
一个是雅古尔，还有一个是一个王，忘记的一木一忘了这个王的名字。
The Proverbs were generally written for the Israeli people,
这个箴言是大部分是写给以色列人的，
for the children of Israel.
就是给以色列的孩子们。
They were written between 970 and 930 BC.
他们大约都是写在公元前就970年到930年之间。
And they were compiled in the order that we read in our Bible around 700 BC.
然后他们编撰成书，大概在公元前700年左右。
The Proverbs were written to give us godly wisdom to help us have a better life.
这个箴言是为了要更好的，就是能够明白神的智慧。
I think today, as Christians, if we read the Proverbs, it will help us better conduct ourselves in a way to keep ourselves out of trouble.
就是我们基督徒应该读箴言，这样会帮助我们更好的生活，让我们明白怎么样有好行为，然后避免生活上一些问题。
Most of the proverbs, as you read them, they're straightforward and they're easy to understand.
大部分箴言都写得非常直白。
I'm going to ask my brother to read a few proverbs before we get to our text today. Well, you can just give them the reference and then just read it to them in Chinese.
我们今天来一起读一读箴言里面的一些经文。OK， 是是是。我们看这个箴言17:28，比如说这个愚昧人若静默不言，也可算为智慧；闭口不说，也可算为聪明。然后这箴言9:10，这里说到，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。认识至圣者便是聪明。然后这个箴言10:4，手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。然后箴言10:12，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。然后箴言10:29，我们看到这里，耶和华的道是正直人的保障，却成了作孽人的败坏。然后箴言11:13，往来传舌的泄露密事，心中诚实的遮隐事情。
You can tell from just the few that he read that there is wisdom in there, isn't there?
我们可以看到这些经文里面都有一些很大的智慧。
Today we're going to look at Proverbs 30.
今天我们来看箴言第30章。
I want to encourage you to add Proverbs to your daily Bible reading.
我鼓励你们在灵修的时候都读一读箴言。
You can just add a few verses of Proverbs every day to your Bible reading.
你可以在每天灵修的时候就读几句经文。
All 31 chapters of Proverbs has good thoughts and good wisdom in there that will help us grow spiritually in our lives.
箴言里面31篇都有许多能帮助基督徒更好跟随神的话语。
Today we're looking at chapter 30.
我们今天来看第30章。
It was not written by Solomon.
它不是所罗门写的。
It was written by Agur.
这是雅基的儿子雅古尔写的。
The Bible tells us that he was the son of Jacob.
他是雅基的儿子。
Some of the commentaries say that they believe that he may have been non-Jewish, but he was a God believer.
很多圣经评论家就是认为他是一个相信并且敬畏神的外邦人。
We know that he lived during the same time that Solomon lived.
我们知道他是和所罗门同时代的人。
And we know that he was wise enough that his writings were added to some of the, to the books of Solomon.
然后这个人非常的有智慧，所以他的一些写作都被并到这个箴言这个智慧书里面。
If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Proverbs chapter 30, and we're going to look at this today.
如果你们手里有圣经的话，大家可以翻到第箴言第三篇。
The book is broken into several different sections, but we're only going to look at one small section.
这一篇会可以分成很多个部分，但是我们只会看其中的一部分。
If verse 1 through verse 9 are personal observations by Agar.
这里第一节到第九节是雅各的一些自己的一些观察。
In these verses, verse 1 through 4, he talks about his knowledge of God.
在一到四节他谈了谈他对神的认识。
Verse 5 and 6 is his revelation of God.
然后五到六节是神对他的启示。
Then in 7 and 9, he has a prayer to God.
然后从第七到第九节是他对神的祷告。
The next part, the rest of the book is very interesting because he breaks it up into several numerical proverbs.
然后剩下的这些经文都非常有趣，因为这些经文都和数字很有关系。
And each of these proverbs have wisdom in them.
然后每一句经文都很有智慧。
In verse 15 through 17, he talks about four things.That are never satisfied.
从第十五节到第十六节，他谈了谈四种不懂得知足的东西。
Verse 18 through 20, he talks about four things too amazing for him to understand.
从第十八到第二十节，他谈了谈就是四件让他测不透的事情。
Verse 21 through 23, he talks about four injustices that are too hard for the earth to bear.
21到23他谈了谈一些不义的事情连地都承受不住。
And then he ends the book, verse 29 through 33, by talking about four stately things with pride.
然后他最后就谈了谈 四件非常骄傲的事物。
And in this one he talks about the lion, the strutting rooster, a male goat, and a king as he leads his army.
他就谈了这几个，就是一个骄傲的事物，一个是狮子，然后是雄鸡，就在中文圣经这里好像不是雄鸡，好像是另外一个东西，然后公山羊和君王。
So you may want to go back and read this entire chapter and look at these different numerical proverbs where he talks about kind of in fours.
大家可以回去再复习一下这些经文。
The scripture we're looking at today, he talks aboutfour small creatures that exemplify wisdom.
今天我们要讲的经文是这四种彰显一些智慧的小动物。
The first one that he talks about is in verse 24.
第一个经文里面谈到的动物是在24节。
He talks about the ant.
谈了谈蚂蚁。
He said that the ant stores up his food in the summer.
就是他在说这蚂蚁为夏天储存食物。
The ant's a very small creature.
蚂蚁非常的小。
I read on the internet some interesting facts about ants, and I'll share that with you.
然后牧师在这讲这个蚂蚁之前查了一些资料。
Scientists believe that there are 20 quadrillion ants on the earth.
然后
Is that even translate?
所以这个有个很大的数字，会发现一千万亿，就是大家发现有一千万亿的蚂蚁。
And you say how many is that?
就是这么大的数到底有多少呢
？That's 2.5 million ants for every human being on earth.
就是每一个人你相对的就是250万个蚂蚁。
There's between 12,000 and 20,000 species of ants.
一共有一万二到两万种品种。
They're everywhere on Earth except Antarctica, Iceland, Greenland, and a few islands.
就 蚂蚁全世界都有，就除了南极啊，比如说这冰岛啊、格陵兰岛啊，还有一些其他的可能比较冷的岛上。
They are black, red or yellow.
就是它们长得就是要不就黑色，要不就红色，要不就黄色。
They're found underground in mounds or in trees.
它们就能够在地下能找到，然后或者在山上或者在树上。
They communicate through pherons.
它们用一种信息素互相交流。
And they can pass information from one colony to another.
它们就领地之间能互相传递消息。
If there's a flood, they can join themselves together so they will float.And not drown in a flood.
如果他们遇见洪水的话，他们会滚，就是滚成一团，防止就是洪水毁灭他们整个族群。
And from my own personal experience, I will tell you, and he doesn't have this written down, that when I was in Africa for a while, they have ants there that are called army ants. They're big ants, about an inch long.
他们在非洲有一种蚂蚁，大概一很大，大概一寸这么长。
And one day I was standing in a bed of those ants and did not realize it.
然后他有一天在看那个蚂蚁的时候，他发现了一个问题。
And they had climbed up under my breeches and gone onto my legs, and they have pinchers and they had clamped onto my legs.
我没有太明白这个意思。
Do you know what I did?I took my breeches off in the road and got all the ants off my legs.
如果大家明白的话可以翻译一下。
This Anglo guy was standing there with all the Africans with no pants on. Because of the ants. But ants are a very small but amazing creature.
然后蚂蚁非常小的，是很神奇的一种动物。
Compared to humans, there's not much...Up to an ant.
跟人相比起来，这个
翻译啊，不要翻译。
蚂蚁很小。
We can step on them.
我们可以踩在它上。
We can catch them and put them in a jar.
我们可以抓住，然后把它放在这个。
And there's not much that they can do to retaliate.
他们反抗不了。
Compared to us, they're not very strong.
然后跟我们相比，他们其实并不强壮。
But 1 Corinthians chapter 1:27 tells us,
然后这个哥林多前书一章二十七节告诉我们
that God deliberately chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise, and He chose those who are weak to shame those who are powerful.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。
Even though this ant, and I believe the wisdom that we see in what the writer is writing here, that even though the ant is little and seems insignificant, we can learn from it.
即使这个蚂蚁非常的小，我们还是可以在它们当中学到很多东西。
He said that the ant is wise because he instinctively knows that he must prepare for winter.
经文说蚂蚁非常的有智慧，因为它们就是通过自己本能就知道冬天要来了。
He knows that in the winter the ground is going to be wet and cold, and he's going to have to be underground or in the tree or in a mound.
因为冬天，比较冷，所以他们要在地下过冬。
So he has to work hard in the summer to prepare for what's coming in the winter.
所以他们要就是在夏天的时候非常努力去工作，然后为过冬做准备。
There are many foolish people that live like there is no future.
就很多人就活在当下，不应该说，应该说就是只享受当下。
The thing that we can learn from the ant is that we need to prepare for the future.
我们能从蚂蚁当中学到的就是我们需要为未来做准备。
For us as Christians, we need to prepare ourselves spiritually.
对于我们基督徒来说，我们需要在属灵上做准备。
Three times in the Bible, Jesus talks about building up treasures in heaven.
在圣经里面，耶稣有三次讲到我们需要积财宝在天。
Treasures are good deeds that we do for other people.
就是这个有怎么样的财宝呢？比如说我们帮助别人的一些好行为。
Deeds of mercy and kindness.
比如说这个怜悯和善良的行为。
deeds of service,
比如说在服事。
Deeds of love and sacrifice,
比如说出于爱和爱的行为和牺牲的，就是牺牲。
We can build up our treasures in heaven if we'll use our times, our talent, our energy, and our creativity to serve God now.
我们可以就是使用我们的时间、自己的天赋和精力，还有财富来服侍神。
We need to be prepared now by making sure that we're spiritually right with God.
我们需要准备，我们也要有个好的属灵生命。
Death is coming to every person on earth.
地上每个人都会面对死亡。
We need to be wise like the ant.
我们需要像蚂蚁一样有智慧。
We need to be storing up our treasures in heaven.
我们需要就是say that again.
Be storing up our treasures.
我们需要积财宝在天。
The next little animal there in the scripture that the writer talks about, it's a little creature that's called the, in my Bible, it says the coney. Coney.
这个下一个动物就是我们讲到这个沙帆，就是沙帆其实是在牧师的圣经里面是好像叫做 coney， 就是一种兔子生活在岩石里面。
When I did some research on that, that is.Actually, a rock badger.
他牧师查了查资料，这个东西其实叫做 rock badger， 就是沙帆吧。
He's mentioned three times in the Bible.
这个东西在圣经里面提及了三次。
Three times in the Bible.
三次。
Okay. He's a hairy. Look, you can go on the internet and look. It's a hairy little animal. Looks kind of like a big rat.But smaller than a rabbit.
然后它就是全身都是毛，然后长得很像兔子，但是又比兔子要小一些。
He's defenseless. He's pretty helpless little animal.
它就是非常软弱的，没什么防御机制，然后一下就给人攻击了。
About the only defense that he has, and don't do it here, but when you look him up on the internet, you can actually hear him scream. He has a very loud scream.
他唯一一种防御机制就是可能叫得很大声。
So I guess when he feels like he's in danger, he screams as loud as he can scream.
当他就遇到危险的时候，他就开始叫了。
But the writer is saying that this little animal is very wise because he lives in rocks.
但是三篇的作者说，这个动物非常的聪明，因为它住在石头里面。
And one of the things that they have is they have little claws so they can claw holes in the rocks and go in between the rocks for protection.
就是他们有爪子，然后可以在石头上面走，然后他们可以藏在这个石头里面来保护自己。
And he knows that if he can stay close to the rocks and get underneath the rocks, he can survive.
他知道如果他藏在石头里的话，他就能活下来。
Well, we know that the Lord is our rock, don't we?
我们知道就是神是我们的磐石。
The scripture tells us that he's our rock and our refuge.
他就圣经告诉我们主是我们的磐石，是我们避难所。
And we're in many ways very similar to this little badger because we cannot run from danger.
我们很多时候就跟这个沙帆一样，这个逃避不了困难。
And when we hide ourselves in the rock of God, we know that we can take refuge and have security in him.
我们知道就是当我们有困难的时候，我们在主里面有平安，有避难所。
When you think about it, there's most of the things we experience in life, we have very little control.
我们想想啊，就是我们在生活上面对的事情，很多东西我们都无法掌控。
Illnesses, accidents, storms.
比如说疾病，比如说这个意外，比如说风暴。
We need to be like this badger and realize that our strength and our protection comes from the rock, who's God.
我们需要像就是沙帆一样意识到自己的软弱，然后我们的能力是从神来的。
But there's another characteristic about the badger is that he was always looking out for the enemy.
还有一个特点就是这个沙帆他会非常注意他的 predator， 就是他的这个捕食者。
Because other animals could get him before he could get in the rocks if he was not watching out for those animals.
因为他的 就是他的天敌能够抓到他，如果他不很警醒的话。
We as believers need to watch out for the devil, our predator.
我们作为基督徒，我们也需要去小心这些仇敌。
Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray, so that you do not enter into temptation."
马太福音26:41说到，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
James 4:7 says, "If we resist the devil, he will flee from us."
雅各书4:7，你们这
We must realize that our safety comes in Jesus Christ.
我们必须要意识到，我们的保障是从神来的。
The third little creature that he mentions is in verse 27. He says, "Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks."
第三种动物是蝗虫，就是这里说到，蝗虫没有君王，却分队而出。
The locust is the frequently most mentioned insect in the Bible.
蝗虫是圣经里面提过最多的虫。
He's mentioned 36 different times.
一共提了36次。
As I was doing some research about the locust, the research said that in 2020, there was a plague in Africa and East in the Middle East.
就是牧师查了，就是在做了一些调查，就是在2020年1月份的时候，在非洲和中东有一场蝗灾。
It said that there were so many locusts, millions and millions of locusts would come in together, and they would totally destroy a crop in a morning, a farmer's crop in a whole morning.
就那时候蝗虫吃了很多庄稼。
It said that the farmers would go out with buckets and spoons and bang the buckets to try to get the locusts to go away.
就是这些农夫们就是驱赶这些蝗虫
and that did no good.
就没什么用。
Then it said that they called the army in, and the army began to shoot their rifles off to try to scare the locusts away.
就还好像还有军队来了，然后用枪去打这些。
But the locusts would not leave until they had eaten all the crops.
就枪打也打不死，他不跑，就是要吃完庄稼才跑。
And as the scripture says here, that he mentions that they just kept advancing, eating all the crops.
就是像圣经里面说到，他们就是一直前进，然后直到他们把所有庄稼都吃完了。
I think the wisdom that we can gain from this is that locusts, millions of locusts, can travel together to create a task of eating everything in front of them without a leader.
就是我们可以在当中学到的，就是这些蝗虫啊，他们即使没有领导，但是他们可以就是消耗所有，就吃掉所有的庄稼。
But we have a king, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, don't we?
但是我们有这万王之王耶稣。
So we should be able to accomplish much, much with our King, Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该比蝗虫能够完成更伟大的事情。
Acts 22:44 says that now all who believed were together.And had all things in common.
使徒行传2:44说到，信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
Unity in the church is one of the greatest weapons against Satan.
就合一是教会最重要的对抗撒旦最重要的武器。
Colossians 2:2 says that the church was knit together in love.
哥罗西书2:2说到，教会在爱中互相联络。
Ephesians 4:3 says that we're to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace in the church.
以弗所书4:3说到，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
In John 17, Jesus prayed that we would be one in Him, that we would be one with one another, and that we'd be in unity, so that the world would know that we are His followers.
这个。约翰福音实际上说到，就是耶稣祷告要与就是要与基督联合，然后我们要彼此合一。
The locusts seem unstoppable because by the millions they work together in an orderly fashion.
这蝗虫他们不可阻挡的原因是因为他们彼此合作。
For the church to be successful, we must work together and be in harmony.
就是教会。的服事能够成功是需要我们的合一的，然后我们可以像军队一样
As I mentioned, another thing that the locusts did, they worked together, but they also consumed everything in their path.
就是除了蝗虫，除了和蚁之外，他们还吃掉他们路上遇到的所有庄稼。
As believers, we're to consume the word of God.
像我们作为一个信徒，我们也应该去，就是去来学习神的话语。
Over in 2 Timothy 2:15, the scripture says, study the word to show ourselves approved by God.
这个提摩太后书15节二章十五节说到，你们当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
In Matthew 5:6, Jesus says, we are to be hungry and thirsty for his righteousness and his word.
马太福音五章六节说到，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
There's one more wise creature there that he mentioned in verse 28.
然后最后还提到一个非常有智慧的动物。
He says a lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in the king's palace.
这里说到手工用爪抓墙，却住在王宫。
The in the King James, sometimes the word spider is used instead of lizard.
就是在 King James 这个版本里面，有时候不是手工，是蜘蛛。
The words translated, the original word for each of those is very similar, and we do feel like the translation in the King James was incorrect.
就是。从原文翻译出来的时候，这几个字都太像了，然后他们认为，就是主流的可能认为蜘蛛是不对的，应该是这手工。
We believe that the creature that he's talking about here is something that we today we would probably call a gecko.
就今天我们会说这是不是一个壁虎。
And they were all over Palestine during the time that this was written.
在当时。当那时候的时候，这种生物在整个巴勒斯坦地区就到处都是。
They could be found in the common people's homes.
它可以在就寻常人家里面找到。
All the way to the palace of the king.
就是甚至是在王宫里面。
One writer said that the lizard mostly ate flies and spiders.
就是有人说这个。壁虎大部分都吃苍蝇和蜘蛛。
And that under each tiny toe, there was a sponge-like sac that let out a secretion that was a sticky secretion so it could walk on walls and on slippery surfaces.
就是他们的就是他的脚趾下面有一个好像一个囊袋一样的东西，能够分泌一些粘液，让他们能够在墙上很稳的行走。
The interesting thing about the lizard was that he could go anywhere he wanted to.
这有趣的就是这种生物它能跑到就哪里都能去。
He could come to your and my house and also go to the king's house.
它可以去你家，也可以去王的家里面。
Some of the things that we learn from the lizard are first of all that he was bold.
就是我们从壁虎里面能看到的就是它非常的大胆。
He was willing to go anywhere he wanted to get food.
他愿意去任何他能够去的地方去取得食物。
He was not timid.
他就不胆怯。
We know that he was aggressive because he would go to all these different places looking for food.
他非常有侵略性，因为他到处都去嘛。
He was persistent and not easily distracted or detoured.
他非常的坚持，然后不容易被别的东西干扰。
And he was determined and not easily discouraged.
他坚定又不放弃，也不气馁。
These are all traits that we need to have as human beings.
这些都是我们作为一个人需要的一些特质。
And if we can have these traits in the church, we can move forward and help win our world to Christ.
如果我们在教会中有这样的品质，我们可以赢得更多的人来到基督面前。
It's interesting that we can learn some things from these three small creatures.
我们从这些小生物里面可以学到很多东西。
Well, we can learn to prepare for the future from the ant.
我们可以学到我们要为未来预备啊，从就是从蚂蚁里面学到这件事。
We can learn from the badger to recognize our weaknesses and realize that our safety only comes from Christ.
我们可以从沙发里面学到我们是软弱的，然后我们的力量都从神而来。
We can learn from the locust that we need to work together.
我们从蝗虫里面学到我们应该合一。
And we can learn from the lizard to take hold of what God has promised us and provides for us.
我们从壁虎里面学到我们要紧紧抓住神的应许。
I want to encourage you to go back and read the rest of this chapter because there are those multiple occasions of four things that were interesting to this writer. And I think you will enjoy reading that. And I just pray that you've learned something from these four little creatures that we've talked about this morning. Let me say a blessing for us.
牧师说鼓励你们回去回去看一下这个经文，然后他现在要给大家祝福。
God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today in your house.
神啊，我们感谢你啊，我们能够来到你的殿中。
I thank you that you take the small things of this world to teach us new ideas.
我们谢谢你，你从这些小的事物里面也能教导我们许多道理。
I just pray that we can gain some of the characteristics of these small creatures that we've mentioned today.
我们真是祷告，我们能像这些小动物一样。
Father, I thank you for the Proverbs that were written to help us gain day-to-day knowledge as we live our lives.
我们真言谢谢你，我们能从里面能学到很多我们需要明白的道理。
Pray these things in Christ's name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。